From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Now that the Republican majority in the Senate has passed its version of a controversial tax bill, the fun is just beginning. A new process now starts, melding the two tax bills into one so it can pass both chambers of Congress and go on to President Trump for his signature. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on the complicated week ahead for tax policy.
The House and Senate bills include a lot of the same tax code changes, but there are also differences, and
the only thing that's required is that the House and the Senate pass a bill in identical form.
Washington University political scientist Stephen Smith says historically, getting to a single bill has been the job of a bipartisan conference committee. But GOP leaders plan to pass this with only Republican votes, so the wheeling and dealing will happen between Republicans, says James Thurber at American University.
It could be a fait accompli with the leaders behind the scenes determining what would be in it.
Even that could prove too hard for Republicans, says Norm Orenstein at the American Enterprise Institute, leaving them one other option.
Just take the Senate bill and bring it up for a vote in the House. Have Speaker Ryan tell his Republicans, this is your last chance. Things here you don't like, hold your nose and vote for it.
If it passes, the tax overhaul would be the most sweeping since the 1980s. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.